Good morning, everyone. A good Erev Shabbos. On this Erev Shabbos, Parshas Bo Tavshin Pei Aleph 5781. This morning's Dvar Torah on the Parshas, generously sponsored by Ian and Zahava Hochberg, in loving memory of Sarah Reisel Bas Yitzchak, her neshama should have an aliyah. In this week's Parsha, we learn that Vayavo Moshe V'Aaron et Paro, that Moshe and Aaron, they came to Paro, Vayomra Elov, and they said to him, Koyamar Hashem Elokei HaIvrim Ad Mosai Me'anta La'anois Miponai. When will it be? So said the God of the Hebrews. How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Now the pasuk tells us that Hashem's primary criticism, it seems, against Paro, that he was arrogant and refused to humble himself. Now it's interesting, some of the commentaries, among them Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, asks that if this is Paro's biggest fault, it seems to pale in comparison to some of the other things that he did. What about the fact that he systemically murdered and enslaved an entire people, an entire nation, for such a significant long period of time? Would that not have made a stronger and a more worthy accusation? Why is it that it seems to be the chief complaint and the chief accusation is that he did not humble himself? And so Steinman, among others, answer that of course Paro was chayev and responsible for the most heinous of crimes, the atrocities, the servitude, the slavery, the back-breaking, arduous labor, but Hashem is revealing to us the source, the makor, the essence of Paro's evil acts. You see, a person doesn't just act in a way in the world of rishus or in the world of tzidkus just in a vacuum. He was unable to humble himself. And such is the great danger of being arrogant, of being a person who's a balgaiva, that no boundary can stand in a person's way. When a person acts and a person feels in this manner, this is something that plagues a person. It stands nothing in a person's way. And so therefore, in fact, the Gemara relates in Maseches Sota, the Gemara tells us that arrogance, that gaiva, is such a lowly trait. It's such a small midah. It's such a terrible grasp on a person that it's so lowly that when it's describing such a person, that it is the antithesis of recognizing the Borei Olamim, of recognizing the Creator. That Hashem says in the Gemara that I am simply not able to dwell in this world together with Him. It's a frightening reality, but it's a stark reminder of how it is we are to think of gaiva, not to walk around with this sense of arrogance, the sense of unbridled pride, that a person does not recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the fact that Paro's most heinous acts are described in part by first and foremost how he was unable to bring himself to a sense of humility, a sense of anivus, but it's the gaiva that facilitated all of the awful acts that followed. So let's think about all of the things that we do in our lives, bring ourselves to a sense of submissiveness, realize that the honor of Hashem is first and foremost, the kavod shemayim, the honor to God and the honor to heaven through the shmiras hamitzvos. It begins first and foremost with wiping away sor meira, the arrogance, the gaiva that we feel, the haughtiness, the pride, and it's aseh tov, it's to be able to have that humility, that anivus, that allows us to be submissive and to recognize the Creator of the world, and in so doing we'll have this motivation and inspiration to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a sense of hislavus, a sense of purpose, a sense of understanding. And as the rishis of Paro was motivated by the arrogance, the righteousness of every single one of Amech Kulam Tzadikim, the righteous members of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, each and every one of you, has the ability to flip that rishis, that wickedness, on its head. And in so doing, we're able to not only be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, but to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim L'Doyrei Doyreis, for years and years and generations to follow Ken Yiratzon V'Nomar Amen. I wish from my family to yours, everybody should have a healthy, a happy, a meaningful, a prosperous, and a holy Shabbos Kodesh.